This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Savor, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. And today we have sort of a different thing for you. We've been wanting to try out a new series of short format stuff.
Yes. Yes. So your ears do not deceive you. Whenever this came out, it wasn't a regular published day. I can't say for sure when it came out.
And sometimes irregular published days are not regular published days anyway, right. But yes. But at any rate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a new segment. I think we've had this on our mind since we first started.
Yeah.
Of just sort of a shorter, less research thing. Maybe it's a topic that doesn't have enough behind it to warrant a whole episode. Maybe it's just us wanting to be nerdy. I think it could be a lot of things.
Yeah, definitely.
Room for experimentation. Yeah, and we're working on the title. Right now we're running with Savor Sides or Savor Side Dish. But yes, we're workshopping it. So
yeah,
listeners.
Yeah, it's more like side dish is more topical than like side quest. I don't know.
Yes.
We're working it out.
Yeah. Yeah, and we do have ideas to maybe talk about, like, D&D updates.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some fiction readings. I think we've got room to really grow and experiment in this segment.
Yeah. If you guys have anything, if you're like, oh, man, I've always wanted to hear you talk for 12 minutes about X, fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let us know.
Please let us know. We've already got a running ideas list because there's no shortage of eye-catching headlines.
Ridiculous.
About food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And okay. And so that's what we wanted to start off this kind of side series with, is this news item that we have been bursting to talk about and didn't really have a place to.
Yes. Yes. Oh. I can't wait to get into it. all right. So we're going to step back a bit, okay?
Okay.
All right. So in March 2022, the Hidden Valley Ranch Company made news after announcing that they'd grown a diamond in a lab for 5 months and that it was now for sale. At that time, the 2-carat diamond was made of Hidden Valley Ranch seasoning. So.
Yep.
Let that sit for a minute.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. So they made a diamond out of ranch. They set it in just like a simple, like, engagement-style band. The promotional image that they released is like a classic shot, like a classic, like, De Beers kind of style shot of this moodily lit ring on a black background with a really classy serif font proclaiming, "Carrots and ranch, a timeless combination." carrots, like jewel.
I
carrots, like C-A-R-A-T-S. Yeah.
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 Got it.
Yeah.
Well, it went up for auction on National Ranch Day and sold on eBay for $12,500. It got 79 bids, and all proceeds went to the charity Feeding America. The band was inscribed with H-V-R-L-V-R, as in Hidden Valley Ranch Lover.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I sent a very important message to our friend and coworker Ben Bolin about this, and what followed was hilarious. But essentially, he was like, if you were to lock me in a room and try to get to the bottom of my deepest fears, this is what would come out. And so now I'm determined to get him a ring that says this on it and leave it outside of his apartment door because I'm a horrible friend.
Yeah. All right.
Just really mess with them.
All right. No one tell Ben Bolin about this
Please
plan.
Please don't. It's going to be great.
Ben did come on our show previously and talk about ranch.
Yes.
Annie, both you and he are like in the firmly anti-ranch position.
Yes. Very, very firmly.
I'm ranch neutral.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad we could have this balance.
Yeah, absolutely. That
very important.
Represent two sides of the issue.
Those sides being hatred and neutral. Not like, but oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go a little bit deeper here. How did Hidden Valley Ranch use their seasoning to create a diamond?
This I am unclear on.
Okay, I can help you out a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm very glad to hear that. I did do some preliminary research.
Okay.
Okay, and according to the company, they heated Hidden Valley Ranch seasoning to 2,500 degrees, then crushed it beneath 400 tons of pressure, and then waited for 5 months. And then the resulting diamond was cut, polished, and set in a 14K white gold band.
Yeah. Okay. But by the way, that engraved lettering, the HVR lover, is set off in like green, like enamel or something like that. So just in case you needed to really get a full visual on that. Okay. But I can talk a little bit. I don't actually know what specific process was used to create this diamond. But this is, generally speaking, the process for creating any lab diamond. I mean, it doesn't usually involve, like, salad dressing.
What?
I know!
Wow. All right.
All right. So a diamond is really just a crystalline form of carbon. That is carbon atoms arranged in a particular and rigid order. Did you ever do one of those home crystal growing things where you make like rock candy or maybe grow salt crystals or something like that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So lab created diamonds are just a really intense version of that. All right. Okay. So what you do in any of these cases is you start with a seed crystal that other atoms can form up around, plus a bunch of the kind of atoms that you're looking to add to the crystal. And all of this should be in some kind of like carrier or catalyst substance that those atoms can float around in and that will sort of support the formation process. Now, if you're growing rock candy, that carrier catalyst substance can be water, and the atoms that you've got in there are molecules of sugar. But if you're making a diamond, you're looking at atoms of carbon, and you're going to want a substance like a nickel or iron heated and pressurized until it melts, like 2,000 degrees, around 50 times normal Earth pressure, and then held in that molten state, not for like what the like week or so that it takes to create rock candy, but up to a few months in order to create diamonds of different carat weight. So that's one method that's called a high pressure, high temperature. Another method is similar, but it uses hot pressurized gas instead of a liquid metal, and that's called chemical vapor deposition. Anyway, yeah, I'm not sure which of these two was used to create our ranch diamond. I'd say that they didn't return my phone calls, but you know that I didn't call them. That I did not dig that deep into this. I'm sorry. but yeah, so, okay. All right. So they used ranch seasoning for this. And the thing is that basically everything that is alive, everything that is a product of a thing that is alive, of a plant or of an animal, so therefore everything that we eat, including like we ourselves, are everything is carbon-based. Life on Earth is carbon-based. So, like, if you take the water out of us, dry, just about half of our bodies are carbon. Carbon makes up our DNA, our fats, and our proteins, and the sugars that we use for energy. So, if you can isolate that carbon, you can make pretty much anything into a diamond. Researchers have also used peanut butter. Apparently, this one, like, diamond researcher got contacted by a German television company, and they were like, hey, can you do a stunt where you use peanut butter to make a diamond? And he was like, totally. It did sort of explode, but not before he made a diamond.
But then it exploded?
Well, it's everyone was fine. No one was harmed. No one was harmed in the creation of this diamond. It just, there was a lot of hydrogen gas, I think, that kind of went a little bit kablooey. But...
A little bit kablooey. My goodness. Okay.
Note, by the way, that this will 100%, this turning peanut butter into a diamond thing, will not work in your home. Unless your home is, like, deep within the Earth's mantle at temperatures of thousands of degrees. If it is, whoa, send us an email. Yes. Hi?
Hello. Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's some urban legends out there about that kind of thing. You cannot turn a coal into a diamond using peanut butter in your microwave. You cannot.
This is a wow. I didn't think I was ever going to hear that sentence. Now I've heard it. Realized this was a thought someone had.
Yeah.
And then dismissed it.
Yeah.
Because sounds like it's not possible. All right.
Yeah. And just, I guess, by the way, like, while we're talking about it, humans figured out that you can make diamonds in a lab, not necessarily related to peanut butter or ranch dressing, in the 1950s, and have been improving that technology ever since, which has been especially useful in, like, manufacturing and laboratory settings, because diamonds are really useful other than just pretty. Related, it wasn't until the aforementioned De Beers company, like Diamond Cartel, did that marketing campaign, Diamonds Are Forever, starting in the 1940s, the diamond gemstones became a symbol of love and therefore, mm-hmm, like, as valuable as they are today, which is only valuable because people say that they are and are willing to pay for them. Diamonds are one of the things that make me really angry, actually.
I know.
Have y'all done a Sminty, a Stuff Mom Never Told You episode, Annie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
I actually went on Ben Bolin's show, Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, and we did an episode about diamonds.
I mean, as he said, this is the collision of a lot of his fears and dislikes in this story, for sure. But speaking of, but why? Why all of this?
Oh, sure. Why a ranch diamond?
Why? Same reason. Marketing. Marketing. Which, by the way, I mean, I think it should probably be clear. We are not sponsored.
No.
No, this is just something we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So the company said that this was, quote, a beautiful and timeless way for ranch lovers to show their love for each other and ranch. The brand's marketing director said they were inspired after a custom-made Valentine's Day bottle of ranch that they made the previous year was used in a marriage proposal.
Yeah, yeah, that's Deb Crandall. And right in the like press release that they put out, she said, and I quote, "We saw a love of ranch become part of one of life's most beautiful moments. It made us wonder, how can we make this act of love even more memorable?"
Wow. Very memorable.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. We're talking about it. It's so it's far true. Away from being March right now, and we're still talking about it.
It's true.
I will say this kind of like marketing stuff happens sort of all the time in the food world. We've glanced through a few examples on the show before. Ketchup popsicles, I think, were one that we recently mentioned. Just yesterday, or perhaps the day before. What day is it? I don't know. Applebee's released a line of chicken wing flavored lip glosses in collaboration with Winky Lux called Saucy Gloss.
Mm-hmm. Indeed they did. Indeed they did.
Again, I feel like I just need to let that sit for a second, because that's a data packed sentence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like apparently July 29th is both National Wing Day and National Lipstick Day. And so they just went, why not?
You know what? Why not? Yes. I had added that to our idea list for this segment. You know, I can't help but think of the marketing person who's like, what can we do? What new thing can we do? Oh, it's National Lipstick Day and Chicken Wing Day. Applebee's, I know. Just a fascinating cycle.
Yeah. I respect it and I'm afraid of it.
That's how I feel.
I really try to not like express disgust when it comes to food related things, because I don't think that that's like a really wise or kind response to food, because people are making food because it's you know, necessary and it's fun. But I'm kind of disgusted by the idea of putting wing flavored lip gloss. I don't like lip gloss to begin with because it's sticky and I don't like that. I certainly don't want. Anyway, I don't know, man.
If it tasted good, then I think like the best case scenario is you'd want wings all the time, which I guess is what they want. I can only assume, though, it doesn't taste that good. It's probably miserable. But, you know, if anyone's tried it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it comes in four flavors and/or colors. They do not have a lemon pepper wet one.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, they do have like lemon honey, I think, something like that. Anyway,
lemon pepper wetter. I'm out.
Okay. This is a very Atlanta thing, y'all.
It is. And also, I just like making claims and listening to this.
Oh, sure. So. Yeah. Strong opinions.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we thought we might try ending some of these on some puns that didn't make it.
Yeah. And so since we're talking, we have been talking about ranch, I went ahead and pulled, and it took some doing, I went ahead and pulled Annie's list of potential titles for the ranch episode. This was before one of our recent email changeovers.
Yes. Because they get so long, we just go back and forth.
Oh, no. Like absolutely, yes. But even before that, our company changed email systems a number of times. And so this is from a Gmail.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. That's the work we put in. So I feel like Lauren, you and I go back and forth. I just want to put it out there. This is very much I throw a lot of stuff at the wall.
Yeah.
Some of it doesn't work.
Yeah, this is how Annie's thought process goes, or how our process goes. Annie just like brainstorms a big long list, and then I read through it and I laugh so hard that I startle my cat. And then,
like only one or two of these actually work.
Yes. All right. So yeah. You want to start?
Okay. Yes. Cool Ranch.
Ranch dressing. Cool.
Ranch dressing. Cool original.
Ranch. How the dressing was won.
Fully dressed ranch episode.
Ranch, dude.
Dude ranch.
Dipping our toes in ranch.
Ranch. Hashtag blessing.
Not so cool ranch.
Our stance on ranch.
Ranch. The next ketchup.
Ranch state of mind.
Ranch. More of a United States of mind.
Ranch. The great American dressing. Yes. Still slaps. or maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But I enjoyed it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So I guess that's what we have to say again about ranch today.
It is. And we hope that you enjoyed this segment. Again, we're very open to ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you think would be fun for us to kind of just discuss. Could be anything. Could be anything. Mm-hmm. Just let us know. You can email us at hello@saverpod.com.
We are also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @SaverPod, and we do hope to hear from you. Saver is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thanks as always to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thanks to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit Pronamel.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.